akubuulire ebyayiseemu.
That they can also tell you what they have passed through.
Era byetaaga tusabire omusabire. Bwe kiba kyetaaga kumusabira omusabire ow'oluganda olwo, ayinza okuba ayise mu mbeera nga si nnungi. Musabire Sara. Akaseera kano kalina oliwaddemu okumubuuzaako. Osobola okumusabira essaala.
This time as you greet them, you can pray for them.
Baba, okumusabira mu ebyo byayiseemu.
If you can pray for them through what they have passed through. God bless you. Praise Jesus. Thank you for greeting the brethren. Thank you for wishing them good things.
We
welcome you all in the name of our Master Jesus. Thank you for coming. Thank you for leaving aside whatever I've left aside to be able to make it here. Is our light working? So you connect as usual, then we can begin.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
As
he prepared us really well here, so we may continue realizing wisdom and understanding.
We're
going to read Ezekiel 22. Let's begin from verse 1. Ezekiel 22 from verse 1.
Era nate ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti, naawe omwana w'omuntu, onosala omusango. Onosala omusango ogw'ekibuga eky'omusaayi, kale kimanyise emizizo gyakyo gyonna. Era yogera nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, ekibuga ekiyiwa omusaayi wakati mu kyosso, ekiseera kyakyo kituuke, ekikola ebifaananyi okweyonoona, okwegwagwawaza.
Praise
Jesus.
Ekibuga ekiyiwa omusaayi.
It's a still shedding blood.
Kubaayo kye tuyinza otunulira ye Uganda.
Today which can be like Uganda.
Tusinzizza ebintu bingi.
We have worshipped many things.
Ate nga mu ndagaano yaffe mulimu okulwa Katonda ne ku lw'ensi.
And in our covenant we spoke to the Son of God on our country.
Era kankano we twogerera.
And as we speak right now.
Okuyiwa omusaayi kususse.
The shedding of blood has become much.
Abantu kankano babasalanga abasala embuzi.
For these days are cut as if they are cutting goats.
Ebiwuka ebirya ebirime byaffe bisusse nabyo.
The worms eating up our hearts are more.
Naye kino kyonna kiri ku bifaananyi ebisinziddwa.
All this is on the idols we've worshipped.
Ne ba Katonda.
And the different gods,
ba Yesu abenjawulo,
the different Jesus,
banabbi abenjawulo,
and the different prophets,
ebivindeko bino byonna,
is what has caused all of this to happen.
Okulabika ng'eggwanga lyaffe,
that our nation appears,
liddamu ekitta bantu,
to have that habit of killing people.
Awamu n'okulabika nga n'ebyokulya byaffe byongera okuggwaawo,
and that even the eatings are ceasing and continuously.
Gwe atali ku mawulire,
you who is not in the newspapers,
tonnaba kuwulira bulungi,
you have not heard it very well.
Ennaku zino abantu bazinga buzinzi kyalo.
These days people just surround the village,
ne batandika ottema abantu,
and they begin to cut people,
ng'abatema ennyama ey'okulya,
as if they are cutting meat to eat.
Ng'ovudde ku ekyo,
as you leave that,
waliwo obuwuka obwalabise mu ggwanga.
There are worms which appeared in the nation,
nga bwobulya kasooli,
and they eat up maize.
Omutema ng'abadde akula omutema empagi yaako,
the worm cut
ekirime kyonna olusuku lwonna wansi.
The worms just cut it off and all of it just withers.
Naye bino byonna,
but all of this,
abantu tunaba kuzuula kizibu ki.
We have not discovered what is the problem.
Era kiva ku ki.
And what is causing it.
Naye nze nsuubira eddembe eringi. Eddembe eringi Mukama lyatuwadde.
But me I expect that liberty God has given us. As a nation which covenanted with him, everyone came out and began to worship what they want. The different Jesus began to appear in this nation, and we too, we left it like that. Thus the Lord took away all the peace, and it consumed us getting to be finished. But we can do something about that. Let's move on. We see.
Tuli mu Ezekieli esura ya 22 olunyo olw'okuna.
Ezekiel 22 verse 4.
Ozizza omusango gw'omusaayi gwo woyiye, era ogwagawazibbwa n'ebifaananyi ebyo bye wakola, era osembezezza ennaku zo, era otuuse ne mu myaka gyo. Kyenvudde nkufuula ekivume eri amawanga n'ekyokukudaalira eri ensi zonna.
Praise Jesus. What would have been the power of Africa the moment we are in, if something different is not done in this nation, we are approaching to become a scorn all over. We are approaching to be spoken of a nation where people are just killed. And they no more just bring businesses in here.
And the investors
no more come. If something is not done in the
shortest
time, to tell the nation what is wrong. Remember, God has done all this, and
is
left it to exist, that you can awake the call of the nation. For it too was silenced down. There is a mountain called the Prayer Mountain.
That's
where we were to pray for the nation and the nation. But if you reach there today, you wonder the spirit which captured that mountain to follow up what they desire, even demons to sit on people's heads to speak, and they are pretending to be God.
That's
the call of the nation ceases to be, and it is no more heard of. Praise Jesus. They were leading this issue. All of them abandoned the nation and went abroad, and they forsook the nation and left it like that. Right now, everyone wants to do whatever they want. That's why the shedding of blood has happened. The killing of them that watched over us.
Defense.
The ones God has put in defense, the soldiers and the police, praise Jesus, together with the different people. Because we came here with the killing the Muslims, and we thought it ends there. But it is moving on by the nation getting off the living God, and we rather worshipped many other things.
And
it as Uganda, which spearheaded in this issue of welcoming God into the other seasons, and out of came the nation. And we went back to build many shrines, and we pretended that people have burnt shrines, and we built them more when they are very bigger here at Kasubi. And we built more bigger shrines. We awoke what had ceased to be the old. We went on building those ancestral shrine sites which had ceased to be, and we awoke them up. Sometime back,
at
Mukono awoke men who were preaching the gospel of the wizards, and they were making crusades. And the crusades, come back the religion of our fathers. Now don't think that the nation is going to get aligned easily without your word. Things are going to increase more if you don't come out and we warn the nation, not tell them the truth what is happening. The false prophets appeared in those seasons, and they prophesied wars. Some of them we made them
waliwo ekkanisa eyalinga bagiyitanga Amazing Grace.
There is a church which was there called Amazing Grace.
Omusajja omu yatunze abantu mbiri ebyo.
One man sat down here all those days.
N'abagamba bagule n'emmere.
And he told them even to buy food.
Bagitereka kubanga wali wagenda balukawo.
And that they stock it because the war was going to happen in Uganda.
Era balina gwe baali bategese nga ajjanga mukulembeze.
And they had prepared someone behind them coming as a leader.
Naye ng'oyo yajja.
But the one coming.
Ate avamu abo abalokole abaliwo leero.
Is coming from the born again existing of today.
But
when you look at him also, if they steal from the leader who is on, if they sit themselves there, what can they do?
Yes,
praise Jesus. The nation was under the born
again,
but they cannot help anyway because of being robbers and wishing for themselves. And when you go back home, try to begin to ask God, what are we going to do? For if you don't do something different, if things began like a job of killing people, but now they are spreading. Now it has ceased from just killing. Now there are different sicknesses arising and coming up. Remember all this in Amos chapter
4.
That when rejected to come back to God, he decided to send famine in different places and to wipe away some crops. Now the way is the nation. It's good to strengthen peace as you see it still, instead of fighting to restore it when it has ceased to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
is still a breathing space. But
you
can cease to be and rather seek for peace afresh. It is good to strengthen it when it still exists, instead of seeking for it when it has ceased to be. For seeking peace to restore it, many things are poured and many things finish. And that peace involves many changes, but it's required of us to do something in the shortest time.
Ezekiel 22:5. Abo abakuli okumpi n'abo abakuli ewala bali kukudaalira, gwe alina erinnya ery'obugwagwa era ajjudde okusasamala. Laba abakungu ba Isirayiri, buli muntu ng'obuyinza bwe bwe buli, babanga mu ggwe okuyiwa omusaayi.
Kakati abakungu baffe,
now our leaders,
bo bennyini bakulembeddemu by'okutta
abantu, they themselves have spearheaded killing the people.
Ono bw'aba tayagala oli ajje ku bukulembeze,
this one doesn't want the other to come in leadership,
ng'amutta,
and they kill them.
Kati biri bwe biti,
now it is like this,
olwa Katonda ku lw'ensi yange lyaggwawo,
God and my country has ceased to be.
Wabula tuli ku kiri ku lw'o.
But we are now for my stomach. What would I say for my stomach and my family? But that will never work. The person to kill their child or their brother to sacrifice them,
it's
not something which pains someone. As long as they sacrifice them and they remain eating money alone. Praise Jesus. Now, brethren, our leaders, they are totally perverted. For when you look, even when they open up cases against the church, they are not carefully handled justly. Even when they speak that someone has committed a
homosexuality,
there is nothing like following it up. The judges, they became the chief robbers. For there is no case they handle justly. You take a case of land and it's
been
10 years, it is within there. And when they judge and decide, they turn it upside down. The nation has a very big problem. You may not have thought yet about it, but it's existing and moving on. Don't just take a case in the court, they're
going to
win. All the land they are putting confusion within them. And they have forgotten to hand it over to God. You've forgotten in the national anthem, Lord, we give you our nation and our future. Now, which was of the Lord, we have all spoiled whatever of his. We need a very high Try to restore those words.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you buy a place. But another also bought the same place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And all of them have the land titles. And you ask yourself where the land titles made from. They are, they came and built on some places, flats and houses. Now they awoke and said, you built in wetlands. But they saw them starting building. Now there's a problem in our nation. Think of it.
Message
as we begin the message of today.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Things are upside down.
They
are not the way you think of them. In this time, if someone chooses
you
this, go in your house and pray, for if you take it to court, you will not win. Maybe you reserve your money, which is enough in the pocket for that case. And you go bribe the judges. It's not that. It is very hard to get justice within the courts. If someone is truly that they committed it, as long as they bribe, you know, a bribe ceases to make someone have wisdom. It totally makes someone cease to have wisdom.
We
would have thought that God brings back one amen. But because he too had his problems, and God to bring him, he had brought him as a beating to this nation. We cannot pray like that. What we pray is one. If it's possible, as God has given us a chance,
it's
revealed as the call of the nation. In the little time, next week, we are going to raise a back the call of the nation and to give a time to move when there is still time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
if we don't do this,
problems
are going to increase in this nation, so we need to arise. And
in
next week, we are going to relaunch and to spread the call of the nation. And
we're
going to run at a very high speed.
Ezekiel 22,
verse 7.
Mugwe mwebanyomeranga kitabwe n'ennyabwe.
Now he says, now the things of contempt.
They continuously
treat the child, the mother, the father. As long as they bring yourself without money, you must have money. Even if you are old in that place, live there for some more time, and the young person comes with money, they buy you. Now God sees what is in Ezekiel, and what he first spoke is what we are doing in this nation. They come and remove an old person who has lived on that land for many years, and they take her away with the house even. But the one buying that place is a very young boy.
Ezekiel 22,
verse
7.
In our midst, if you come in this nation without money,
they
can despise you.
And
if you dare come and you have enough money,
a Ugandan
is taken as something which is nothing. They rather give the other who comes from abroad and they honor them differently. If you dare beat a Sudanese right now, you can get a serious problem.
More
so when a Sudanese has beaten a Ugandan. If you have money here, the other knows he made a contract with this nation. When he brings Sudanese here, he is paid every month. Now you want him not to mind of him, of them, because how much you pay him. Even though you pay him, he can't get satisfied. For you pay him from the sugar you buy.
tax
the tax you bought,
government
it pays that government.
But
that money is not coming once. Like the one which comes from Sudan. Now, even if a Sudanese beats a Ugandan, they take it as nothing. A Sudanese killing a Ugandan. They see that he has killed a bird. Let me tell you the word you hear here. You have to think so much of it.
Well,
if it's not thought of, the
nation
is continuously getting dangerous. The men were hindered to speak truth in this nation. They themselves have quoted pangas. If they knew this is what is truth and refuse to speak, and they claim that
as
they are the same doing those operations of killing the people, and they want to create a scorn against the government existing, that people may eat it and they get tired of it, that they may remove it. But the way they have done is not right.
Yes, he was in.
Praise Jesus.
So, now
let you think so much. This scorn is so much in this nation.
Ezekiel 22,
verse 7.
Mugwe mwebali azamanyanga atali na kitawe ne namwana.
Kakati ekiri wano
kye. Now what is here is this.
Okuli azamanya kokka.
Ill treating people.
Wanyoma ange bintu byange bitukuvu.
Kakati ebye kanisa
pyo. Now the things of the church.
Kunyoma bunyomi.
It is all about scorning.
Bero benguze etandikira mu kanisa.
The bribe begins from the church.
Oliyo kuita bamusabire.
A person to come
prepared for. Ayo kwa nakasente.
They must have money.
Kati gosubira munsi kiri kitya.
Now you expect in the world it is how.
Let the faith tukuvu dichali ngati tukuvu.
The holy place is no more holy.
God sees
everything moving on.
Ezekiel 22,
verse 8.
Noyono nanga sabiti zange. Abasajja abawaayirizanga babanga mugwe okuyiwa omusaayi. Ne mugwe mwe baliranga ku nsozi. Wakati
I think you saw them.
Speaker,
when another was chosen to be a speaker, she was on the mountain thanking demons. There in her motto is standing for God and my country.
After
their brother gone to the mountains to thank demons.
Ezekiel 22,
verse 9.
Wakati mugwe mwe bakoleranga ebyobukaba.
Obukaba bwokka. For
even the news coming out,
you look
at the newspaper, you have to close your eyes.
If you look
so much in the newspapers, you must get spoiled.
If you go on
the television,
maybe there
is no more laws in this nation.
The
bar has been put on the television and the kids are watching. They
are
not even clothed, they are naked.
The
laws they bring to hinder that, they don't strengthen them to exist. At least people come
up to quarrel.
And they say, why do you stop women to clothe their short skirts? Now the rudeness upon the nation. They come out and drunk us. And they say Uganda is ranked second in adultery. In drinking, they are ranked third. In the Taiwan. Listen. In spending money.
I
heard that we are ranked fifth.
Ezekiel
22, verse 10.
Mugwe mbabi kulide kubwelele wa kitaabwe.
Now what is happening?
Get
women and the foolish things are happening in this nation. Pastors using their sheep, all that is in this nation.
Ezekiel 22,
verse 10.
Mugwe mwebakwatira n'amaanyi omukazi eyali nga si mulongoofu olw'okweyawula kwe.
Kwegamba abakazi embi mu maka.
Now the women that have been in the homes.
Omukazi akyali mugundi eno.
The woman is still in a period.
Mukasera akatana ebayawulako mukama.
In the period, the man is forcing her. There's nothing, it's not seen on this nation.
Ezekiel 22:11.
Now the people and women of others stealing wives of others.
You
pay 600 shillings for that offense and you go.
In the
laws of Uganda, it's there. You pay 600 shillings
when
they find you with another's wife.
It means
you reserve 600 and you go, you know it. I don't know whether we have wisdom in our minds.
You
pay 600 shillings
to
be caught with a woman of another. That is something
that
they were even given much liberty about that issue.
You
just
reserve
600 and you move into another's house. Now this is what they did. They took acid bottles. When they find you in there, for they know they're not going to do anything about it. What they do, they keep
acid
within their house. Where they find you and they pour acid upon you.
For
if they leave you, give them 600, you know where they got their women? They don't know that this has created problems in this nation. For if you find someone with your wife and they're going to give you 600 shillings, what do you prepare next? You beat them and break their spine. Now the men, I don't know how much money they were put on. That if a woman catches her husband and daughter, what do you do? A woman, you just look at that. You have nothing to do about that. The nation has the liberty to do evil. But God is not ready to bear this. Ezekiel 22:11. God has seen all that. As I'm seeing this one, who steals another's wife, and there is another who has gone with a wife to his son. Now what brings all these problems? The man is 60 years. He has children of 30 years. He married a girl of 25 years. Now the sons begin to the clothing. When you look at our mothers who birth us these days, the sons have to go with her. For you find a mother, a mother you 50 years, you
can
see the skirt you put on. Why doesn't your son come and begins to
Mama,
the mother still has something in her.
We are
there as if you this nation have a problem. A nation called by God.
And
a nation made a covenant with God. And when you find a mother when she has bad sock with those jerrys of
theirs,
but when you look at her, when the wrinkles upon her, but the lotions have burnt her,
Mom, what do you like? Mom, one of my dead neighbors, I have
been bleaching myself to look good.
And
those news work so much.
There is a woman
of 70 years, she wants to marry, she's looking for someone.
Never take a maulie,
and they put it in the newspapers, it sells. Now look at this nation.
Ezekiel 22,
verse 11.
Era waliwo n'omulala mugwe eyakwata mwannyina muwala wa kitaawe.
Kakati baba ina kubakwata.
They have to rape them.
Look
at how your sister clothes home. Look at the sister. And you begin to wonder.
And
you get into television, you are watching together when foolishness is being done to your sister's crossed legs. You don't even think about her for the generation is on like that. After that, and you look at each other, your sister. The nation called the nation of Israel to work out the last words. People have gone with their sisters. But what, it's upon what?
You
really see how she's clothed. And you are home. She's she's washing these dishes. But all you see,
you're
gotten corruptible. Your sisters weren't doing this to you. And you bring foolish words in Buganda. That is your first wife. And you get the liberty to sin more. In Buganda we say that my sister, I am her first husband. Now, there are other actions which you follow there. Even the grandfather tells the grandson, the grandmother tells the grandson to be her husband. And that boy
grows
when they don't fear the old to be his wives. That is why boys these days find them with their mother or their grandmother.
They seem
to be words of proverbs, but now they are existing. We are living within them. And the grandmother no, is calling a boy husband. I am a man.
But
when you reach to understand what men husband do, you go straight to the grandmother. Even they have brought a case fresh here. Another way, his grandmother, he doesn't know even what pushes him into that. When he left there, he went with this with the mother. But it is said that he has been sleeping with his mother ever since he's born. He's in 17 years now. They are here. They brought that issue here. And they told me to bring this person to pray for the person.
Let me
so get myself let me first say the word about this issue. The issue is not it needs to be looked into carefully. If they rape the grandmother, and after they say even the mother, but it is said that never rape the mother. The mama has always been sleeping with the son like that ever since the mom gave birth to him. Shameful things are with this nation which is called. And no one speaks of
it.
All the prophets are in visions of sleep. They are looking for money.
Tuli mu Ezekiel esula ya 22 olunyo lwe 12.
Ezekiel 22 verse 12.
Mugwe bwe baliridde enguzi.
Enguzi kyokka bannaani.
They bribe and run.
Okuviira ddala mu kanisa.
Right from the church.
Bwe batwalina mitwalo abiri okulaba omusumba.
To the pastor to see the pastor.
Ekyo nakyo kizibu.
That too is very hard.
Kakati bw'oba ng'okyali ku ebyo.
Now if you're still on that.
Okyagamba enguzi mu bantu.
If you say they bribe in the
people. Simanyi mu government.
And in the government.
Waliwo enguzi yonge eri mu kanisa.
There is a bribe which is in the church.
Bw'oba tolina sente.
If you don't have money.
Tolina tula kuteebwa mu maaso.
You should sit in the front seats. The other thing,
if you don't have
much money to offer,
nothing
like lining on the line of miracles.
You
think how more is it in the world?
In
the church it is like that.
Ezekiel 22:12. Wasoloza amagoba nebisukirira.
Amagoba gokka ge bakola ku buli kintu.
Interests alone made on things.
Olaba pastor atunda kilo y'omuchere
25. A pastor selling a kilo of rice 50,000 shillings.
Tumula n'abali mu nsi bagambye.
That's why in the world, if people buy that,
nafe tuongeze ogwa.
We too, let's raise the rice price in the world.
You
may wonder where did that come from. Prices raised like that.
And nakaunga bakuongeza.
But even push the price up. Sugar prices up. Rice prices up.
Kubanga pastor.
For one pastor.
Na bismani.
I hear prophet.
Omanyi Samuel.
You know, I hear.
Samuel Okakandi.
He's called Samuel. You know, we read of his names.
Amanyaga na bantu. Kakandi tegeza akafu. Kakande
in Lugari is a place where there is a katri. People go to worship devils. Now we brought rice, that it is holy rice.
One
kilo is 50,000. And the people say the poor are making money. We too, let's raise the prices in our rice in the shops.
To
get the money in Uganda, which is free.
Tulimu Ezekiel esula eya 22 olunyo lwe 12.
Ezekiel 22 verse 12.
Era baliraanwa abo wabavisamu amagoba ng'okwatiddwa omululu n'ogyoga.
Ezidde ku mirirwana gyaffe.
What is happening on our neighbor?
Kakati gwe wapangisa.
Now we are rented.
Oli akwongeza buli kiseera.
Every time they're increasing the rent.
Ate agenda okwongeza.
And as they increase.
Nga ne bloka naye yali yakwongeza
dda. Even the bloka had already increased before.
Waliwo alagira mukyala we
ayingire
mu nyumba ya neighbor
to enter the house of the neighbor.
To
shout that they may get money from the neighbor.
Waliwo agamba muwala we
agenda
asomooza omwana wa mulirwana
to go and challenge the boys of the neighbor.
Amuwa olubuto basobole okubasasula
kasente. Impregnate her that they may pay money to them.
Bwe gabuli aliranye munne
alina
ebintu byakola kati ebyewuunyisa.
There are things that do which are surprising.
Tulimu Ezekiel esula ya 22 olunyo lwe 12.
Ezekiel 22 verse 12.
Kyera baliraanwa abo wabavisamu amagoba ng'okwatiddwa omululu ng'ojoga. Era onneerabidde nze, bw'ayogera Mukama
Katonda.
You see what he has said.
Okujoga kwokka n'omululu.
The extortions and the unjust gains.
Byonna bikoleddwa lwa kwerabira Katonda.
All that has come because of
Uganda. Twakola naye endagaano ng'eggwanga lya Uganda.
The one who made a covenant with him as a nation
Uganda. Tugamba nti ku lwa Katonda.
He said for God.
Ne ku lw'ensi yaffe.
For our country.
Ezekiel esula ya 22 olunyo lwe 13.
Ezekiel 22:13.
Laba nno, amagoba ago agatali ga mazima, wagoba kye nnaava ngakubira mu ngalo n'omusaayi gwo ogwabanga wakati mu ggwe. Omutima gwo oguliyinza okugumiikiriza, oba emikono gyo giriyinza okuba n'amaanyi mu nnaku zo mwe nditereesa ebibyo. Omutima gwo guliyinza okugumiikiriza, oba emikono gyo giriyinza okuba n'amaanyi mu nnaku zo mu nnaku mwe nditeeseza ebyo.
Ndiyo na maso.
Nze Mukama nkyogedde n'okukola ndikikola.
ayogera n'okola
and even does
n'akola
he will do
era kyomulaba ekigenda mugwanga maaso
see moving on in this nation
singa tetuvaayo okugezaako okujjukiza eggwanga
we don't arise to remember remind the nation
obuti ebiyinza binogenda maaso
what has to be done ahead
wajja kubaawo ekizibu
there will be a big problem
ekisinga ku ekyo kyemuwulira
which is more than what you are hearing
yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
so ekigambo ekyo
now that word
kibadde ku ggwanga lyaffe
it has been upon our nation
ekkanisa egenda kukola ki
what is the church going
to do
to be able to align with the issue God bless you
olw'ekigambo ekyo
upon that word
tugenda maaso
we are proceeding on
amanya n'eddoboozi
by name and voice
omutume Ronald Hope Witness
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness
wamu ne musumba
together with Pastor Bosa
tubagala nnyo mu linnya lya Mukama
Yesu so much in the name of our Master Jesus
tulaba olugendo lw'eggulu
we are seeing the journey of heaven
olwatambula Bible
which will move through the Bible
okumala emyaka musanvu
for 7 years
kuva mu mwaka gwa 2005
mpaka
2011 olugendo lwatandikira ku nsi
kwetyesu
yebazibu bw'otunulira ku kipande
kye
waliwo ensi emanyiddwa nga planet
earth
ensi eya bbulu
bw'ogifulumamu
waliyo ensi endala ate bw'omala ensi
ezo
tusinkana obwakabaka
bw'emmunyeobuli
mu bwengula bw'eggulu era n'amagondi
gasiŋŋaaneggulu
lino
lyassaako
eriri waggulu eri yokka
gy'olirabe
ate erina emiryango
enanaye
tukozesa omulyango
gwommangonetulyoka
tugenda mu ggulu erimu ekibuga
yerusalemuabaolabawa
ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene
ery'abamalayikan'abatukuvu bakatonda
muli bakerubi ababiri
ebeyeegisa essanduuko
ey'amateekaekisooto kya
katonda
then tulyoka twambuka
ekkulu
erimu ebiramu
ebinaawava
emyoyo gyonna egitondebwa ku
nsitwambuka
kkulu eryokusatu
erimu
olusuku lwa
katondaentebe
eya
katondathen
ne waggulu eggulu
esiŋŋani
bweggulu
lijjana
olugendo olwo tugenda kuba tulutandika
ngutongolenaye
ng'ebbanga lyona tubali tukyalaba ku ntambula
ez'omuntunenneeteekateeka
kubanga alina waatugambira
nti
kale nga bwe kiri bwe
kitimweteeketeeka
okusisinkana ne mukama katonda
with the Lord your God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tuzze tulaba ku ntambula ez'omuntu.
We see from the spirit of transport.
Okwasooka okulaba omuntu yeteekateeka
ki. How someone prepares themselves.
Okusobola okukozesa entambula zino ez'omuntu.
To be able to use the spirit of transport.
Okusobola okusisinkana
Katonda. To be able to meet God.
Otwakizuulira.
Where we discovered.
Nti omuntu tekimwetaagisa kusooka kufa.
That a person doesn't need to first die.
Okusisinkana Katonda.
To meet God.
Abasinga bagamba.
Most of them say.
Nti bajja sooka kufa.
That they will first die.
Okusobola okulaba Katonda.
Then that they will see God.
Naye ye Katonda agamba.
But he God says. That we can meet with him when you're still living. You can come to me. Me too, I can come to you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Our master also explains it. And he says that you're going to remain seeing me. In John
14.
Asked him why you appear to us. And he
said
you're going to be seeing me because I am alive. And you too are alive.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era twasigala tulaba.
And you may see.
Abasajja abatume.
The men, the apostles.
Ngeri gye bagenda gye basinkana nga mukama
wa Yesu. How they met our master Jesus.
Yenga yaze wano.
And when he is now coming here.
Nga bwe twalabika abatume. Bwe twalabika abatume 10.
As we saw in Acts 10.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era ibuka abatume 9.
And Acts 9.
Natula mukama wa Yesu.
We saw our master Jesus.
Akyalira Peter.
Visiting Peter.
Tumulaba.
And we saw him.
Akyalira mutume Paul.
Visiting Apostle Paul.
Ate tujja tulaba.
And we get to saw.
Obakolisa ekyokubiri.
Second Corinthians.
Esule ye 12.
Chapter 12.
Verse
1 and 5. Apostle Paul is taken by God onto the third heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Paul
has no way he explains us that he first died. But he explains the transports he used.
So
now, that's what I've explained to you. That in the journey of heaven, me, I have never died as a person in the physical death.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the transports I've been explaining you, they were the ones used to go to see God. We saw these transports in Numbers 12. from verse 1 to 3. And God was saying, when there will be a prophet amongst you or any minister, I will be able to appear to them in dreams and in a vision.
Yes,
even at the service like Moses, through him he appears to them physically one on one after being transfigured. Praise Jesus. In his spiritual transports, they remained working. And we explained how they work. Explained how the dream works. Where God comes and divides the spirit into two parts. And
he
takes the part of that spirit in the place he wants to show you. And
he
teaches what to you. Praise Jesus. But we saw also that in the transport of the dream, it is the most quickest. Praise Jesus. What you see is not explained.
It remains
in Proverbs and riddles.
And we
explain the word Proverbs.
It
means words with wisdom and understanding. And in them is the counsel of God. In them is the power of God. In them is the knowledge of God. There is the fear of God within them. And in them is the Spirit of the Lord.
Because
someone with the Spirit of the Lord
explains
what was seen within the dream of God. Praise Jesus. And the dream, it says, type of transport which divides someone's spirit two types. And here on earth people see you sleeping, yet even the other hands you are there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we shall get on level to see the reason you become a beloved before God, you reach a time when you've been taken, you reach there and you understand I've been brought from this place.
And
right now I'm in this other place. And you tell people, this transport we've used, it is of a dream. Let's look analytically at what we see.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
left that transport.
We
saw the one of the vision.
And
the transport of the vision,
each
two involves dividing the spirit. It can happen when you're sleeping. It can happen when you're not sleeping. Praise Jesus. This transport of a vision,
each
two involves dividing the spirit. If you're sleeping. Praise Jesus. One part is taken to see what is being seen. But we saw that in the vision, they explain to you the words you are seeing, but they explained in the spiritual language, and we gave you examples.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
gave you examples like Revelation 5, verse 6. And I saw the Lamb of God when he has seven horns and seven eyes, and he was told, those are the seven spirits of God. They explained to him. And you have to come back and you inquire these seven spirits. What are their names? Now they take you in Isaiah 11 verse 1 and 2. And they explain the Spirit of the Lord, as you see on the lampstand.
There
is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding of the Lord, the Spirit of the counsel of God, the Spirit of the power of God, the Spirit of knowledge of God, and the Spirit of fear of God. Those are the seven spirits he was told. He was explained that they are the seven spirits. Praise Jesus. But these, where you can be in a dream and they explain to you. For in a dream they never explain to you. It is sealed. And it takes you somewhere with the Spirit of the Lord to explain it to you. Praise Jesus. In a vision, it takes someone with the Spirit of the Lord to be able to understand what is within the Spirit and what has been explained to him. Praise Jesus. For we've heard and they are explained, but they are explained in the spiritual language. And it means what? It means Proverbs chapter 1. To accept the rebuke of the Lord and he pours the Spirit upon you and he will draw you to understand his words. Praise Jesus. It is spoken in the spiritual world, but when you have the Spirit of the Lord,
you
get to explain it to in the people's language and understand them. We were explained that if any dream or a vision
Malaika Gabriel,
Angel Gabriel,
akukora oba akukua.
He gives it to you.
Okusinzira ku kigambo kya Katonda ekimuweereddwa.
Based on the word of God given to him.
Mukitabo ekitukuvu ekiri mu
ggulu. The Holy Book which is in heaven.
Nga naffe tulinako kopiwa.
It's the one we have a copy here.
Obukula 5.
Revelations 5.
Onyolusoka pa ku lokuta.
Verse 1 to 5.
Tulaga ekitabo ekiri mu ggulu.
We see the scroll in heaven.
Era ekitabo ekyo.
And that scroll. All which was given us came from there. That's 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read. For the Spirit of the Lord gathered them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. That is why you see. Gabriel explains in Daniel 10, verse 19 to 20. And 21. That I've come to make your way. The scriptures within the Holy Spirit, the Holy Book.
Whether
he brings a dream or a vision, he's
going
to take you through to get that message. You must be working it through the Word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Cover
and explain them. The vision I've told it to you, it involves dividing your spirit. It can meet you when you're sleeping.
They're
different upon it. They explain to you, yet in the spiritual language. When I speak spiritual language, I've spoken of words within them is wisdom, and within them is understanding. But because many times they have concentrated on one spirit, the spirit of understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
they can explain to you, yet they have remained within spirit, in the spiritual language. When we speak of spiritual language, I've spoken of words of wisdom and understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But after, in this vision, it can find you when you're seated right there. What happens? You're not taking the whole of you. They can pick your eyes, the spiritual eyes, and they divide them into parts. And here they see that you're seated right there. But you can tell them, I've been seeing this thing. I saw something. And you explain. And many times, they can even take the ears sometimes. And they take the ears. Perhaps people are plotting and they are like in America. They can rush you here in America in just seconds. And you enter instead of house and you hear is right there listening, yet you're seated right here. I'll try to expound these more. When I finish the spiritual transports, I'll come back, join them, and I show you more deeper works. How this works, how these transports work. Praise Jesus. But it's going to be more in these last days. Praise Jesus. For he proclaimed it in Joel chapter 2, verse 26 to down. Let us read there.
Tuli mu Yoweri esura ya kubiri, olunyo lwa biri mu mukaga. Kale munaalyanga bingi nnyo ne mukuta ne mutendereza erinnya lya Mukama Katonda wammwe eyabakola ebyekitalo. N'abantu bange tebalikwatibwa nsonyi ennaku zonna. Era mulimanyanga nze ndi wakati mu Isirayiri era nga ndi Mukama Katonda wammwe so tewali mulala. N'abantu bange tebalikwatibwa nsonyi.
Ebyokwatibwa ensonyi.
The issues of getting ashamed.
Kama wetekefu okubiyimiriza.
God is ready to stop it.
Wabula okubiyimiriza bino byonna.
But to stop all this,
yalina okwongeza ku ntambula
zikubanga zikola. Increase the spirit transport to be working more.
Kusobola okubanga akuma ekkanisa.
That he can keep the church.
Kabuli kiseera emanya ekigenda
maaso. Every time they're updated of what is happening all over the entire world.
Okuyita ku kulu lyonna.
Through all the heavens.
Tuli mu Yoweri esula ya kubiri onyo lwa biri mu munaana.
Joel 2:28.
Awo lulituuka oluvannyuma, ndifuka omwoyo gwange ku bonna abalina omubiri. Kale batabani bammwe ne bawala bammwe baliragula. Abakadde bammwe baliroota ebirooto. Abalenzi bammwe baliraba okwolesebwa.
Mu nnaku zino sinjiga
ez'oluvannyuma
entambula zino yazongeramu
waliwo
ekyabaawo
wakati
w'ebikolwa by'abato
naffe leero
we tuli
Something happened. Cornering the spirit who was poured upon us. It involved us putting him aside.
To
say that the spiritual transport to that had been put aside. For he warned us in Revelation 2. And he said, you have been having good and evil works. But get out your evil works. When you refuse, I am going to take away my lamp. It means it's going to take away the Holy Spirit. He will mix up that light in the fool. Now when he takes him away, his spiritual transport is reduced. They which work in the kingdom of God and to remain with those things which work on the side of the devils. The dreams from the devils, the visions from the devils after putting away the spirit.
But
God to restore the spirit in the fool in the lampstand form. It is to say that it brings back those works. The vision which is instant. The dreams which mean his words. That's why the church of the Acts. It was the church which always was updated of whatever was going to happen. They always knew what was going to happen. And they were told what was in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
something happened to us in the midst of the Acts. When the church entered Rome, the Holy Spirit was taken out of the mission. They tried to come back.
But
the church called the Protestants. They were protesting. And they were protesting against Catholicism.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But when it reached, they too followed the same issue.
God
tried to restore the same thing. Passing through America to bring salvation back on track. But in the same way, they took God off truth and they began to preach things of the world and they are contending with the Spirit. It was buried again. Now, right now,
he's
restoring the same issue.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Okuza,
to restore the spirit within us.
Because
the Holy Spirit is responsible for us. When it comes back, we can know it. And we can hear. We can see every time. But when it was sent to the mission, one of the things was told of. It was told in John 16, verse 1 to 5.
Okay.
To 8, that when you come, you will be convicting the world of sin, of righteousness and judgment. And you also tell us what is going to come. These are some of his works which he first does. For the church, we even see what is going to come. And they don't just fall on us abruptly. But this was possible when the spiritual transfers were working very well. Let's finish Joel.
Tuli Yoweri esula 2 olunyolwa 29.
Joel 2:29.
Era ne kubaddu ne kubazana munaku ezo kwendifuka omoyo gwange.
Te yayabula birebe nagamba.
Never separated those things and say.
No yalirowozo kuba omuntu.
Even the one who think.
Ngalinajakola.
That they work somewhere.
Balibanga teredde bulungi.
If they will be aligned properly. They will be there seeing.
Do
you know, see for your masters what they are doing.
Whether
they sacrifice, I know that here they sacrifice.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He promised to pass spirit upon all. What brings him most? To awake the spiritual transports within us. That we can connect heaven with earth. It is to say that what is done in heaven to be done on earth. And you cannot know them except that they will have been sent within us. Now the church to restore the spirit transport.
It draws
us to go to Jerusalem, see what is in heaven. Or in Jerusalem.
We
speak of the angels. And they come within us.
But
we can serve two people. This is what was in Acts.
The
apostles never served alone. They served with the angels. You imprison them. And an angel comes in a vision. And they get them out. When they happen and he uses them, it uses the same transport. That's where the men say it. Maybe we are dreaming. For Peter had been set free from the prison. They thought they were dreaming, yet it was real.
Where
you have reached, you was gone. You see that you are in reality and things are real.
Now, angels, when they come here and they use the transports, they are in reality. I don't know, you understand me well here. They are used as vision and the transport they have used. But here it's doing real things. Just as you'll be there and you think, this is our home. You are moving and you see things are like of your home.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now God restores those ways.
We want
to teach you these days.
We
are not going to just leave them there. They are going to work again.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And here is where our boldness is. Let me tell you, the restoration and transports work good. Even the one who plot evil against you, they will tell him to. The person will be there plotting, and here they are updating you. As they reach on the door, and they find you are very prepared. Who told you of these things?
Did
you tell me?
If
the Holy Spirit told me. Praise Jesus. Now this
transport,
maybe when he started them,
you
ask, why are we reading such? For you've not grown within them. You are used to go to a prophet to foresee within you. Prophet, look with through me.
But
you go to show what you are, and they're not there. For the Spirit has not been in you.
No,
another prophet is one with your spirit. I don't know where you put it, that he can look through you. Joel 2 verse 30.
Era ndyolesebye ekitalo mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
Akugambye
nti
bw'aba akomezaawo
entambulizo.
Waliwo ebyekitalo ebiri mu ggulu
byayolesa.
Nga byo bya kitalo.
Naye
ng'agenda biyisa mu ntambulizo
kubira ku nsi muno.
Ky'ova olaba?
Ebintu bingi olaba wano. Many things you see here.
Oba naye kakati ate bino.
Set out these ones.
Byoba bya science.
Maybe they're for science. I see planet Earth, and they are asking, what is this? Where did they get them? He told you if he brings back those transports, he can take you even under the sea, and he shows you Jezebel and the fallen angels what they are doing down there, and you come back, speak all of them when you teach them within the Bible.
They
just gadgets he put down and he saw everything down there.
He's
one taking you and shows you everything, and he brings it to show you in the scriptures.
That's
when the transports will come back. He's going to show the wonders in heaven, even the wonders on this earth. For when he reached me on the four corners of the world, and I got to know
that
there are the angels who are holding the earth we are on. They are making the pillars of this world. You see the world in the space, yet it is held by those four angels. Now the four angels, they are the pillars which the world was built on,
according
to Revelation 7. But we are going to see all that. What I'm told is one, the restoration of this
transports,
is showing the wonders in the world and the wonders in heaven. Others say, but what are those?
We see
heaven, what is that? He told you, if you restore this transport,
he
is going to show the wonders within heaven and the wonders upon the earth. I don't understand me well here. And you say, now you to understand heaven, that it appears going upwards. Why does it go downwards? Where did you get it? All that you are going to see it. You see, and heaven has two rims, the rims above and the rim below. And
you
explain what is the rim above.
But there's
no science which can do this, I tell you. Or to try to see. Though they see the stars, but they cannot see that the stars are living. But when we reach the spiritual
realm,
we see their life.
And
we teach in scriptures that you can speak with the sun and the moon and they stand still. I don't understand what I tell you. We agree with this trust to come back. We first woke up the Holy Spirit. As we heard,
that
is possible with this transport. These are very easy. They are asking hard thing in the world.
And
you entered in a vision. We speak of Daniel.
What
is so a field?
When
you go in the spiritual realm, Father, tell me, what does that mean which is troubling them? And he explains the whole of it. You come back, you are the wise. And in the same season I speak of
them, you're
going to get all the leaders. You give them very troubling dreams and they cannot explain them. Now we are going to be professionals in explaining them. For you know, when you fail, you pray to God. God, I'm coming to be explained. And I know the transport will quicken me. I pray you take me through a vision. Or I pray you take me through a vision to explain me. Here you know them. You are like the Joseph. He's taken to Egypt. And he dreams a hard dream. And they can't explain it. Joseph can. He ends up being given a
chief
position. Their positions don't work so much for them. But through the spirit of transports. And what fails and go explain them. And you come back to explain. As they are crying for HIV, you go, you tell Lord, tell me the truth where the medicine is. For you say it. All this is with it to benefit us. And I remember
he
told Moses
that he
put it in sour water and it got healed. Tell of me what is the medicine for HIV. There are things that would have been easy.
And
we can pray for the poor HIV,
and
we can get medicine for them and discover it. That was the church responsible to do that. But as long as the spirit of transport was taken away, through which you can meet to pass, to meet God, things got spoiled. You pray and you pray, but you can't see God. To speak with you alone, you
want to
taste the dream, you can't understand it. When you finish with a preach, you are confused more. It preaches child things. That is why we've been like that. Church, we had to be revealed, even the ununderstandable things. First Corinthians 2, verse 9 to 11, the Spirit reveals all this to us. For we search the ununderstandable things of God. As to such HIV has failed, and the Spirit says, come here. Me, I'll go and I'll show you where it is. The medicine is very easy. It is done this and this. But on the situation,
they
cannot show a born again the medicine for HIV. For they can make profits and money and they get even mad. If they can sell water, they sell candles,
show
them the HIV medicine, we are finished. You think God is not wise? He can show us, but the situation
that
he can lift.
Yeah.
And you capture it on television.
And
you
find yourself
a great man of God. And even you forget the spirit working. Matthew 12:28, Christ says,
if
I chase demons by the Spirit of the Lord, the kingdom of God has already come. But all the prophets and the apostles of the generation, he tells you, I'm the one who chases. The pastors who chase demons. He can't say, the Spirit,
basically
through me, chases demons. The one who heals disease, he tells you, the one who heals. And he's the one who chases demons. And he puts the Holy Spirit aside. If he puts the Holy Spirit aside, if they tell him of the medicine of HIV,
I don't know if he
can make people fast to get that medicine. That's why God refused to heal. I asked him of that issue. That's how he explained to me how I'm explaining it to you.
They are giving them the way they look as you see them.
He's looked at the basket. They put in money. He's wanting to be gathered. That they pour it in his house. That's the one I show the medicine of HIV. Read alone. But let me tell you that if it's possible, each one of us to harm a generation that they can get back to know God, that they can work with God. God wants to work with them who are just like Him.
Amos 3:3
says, two cannot work together unless they agree. You have your own intentions. God too has His own intentions. Now, I don't know whether you will connect with Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, this
Peter transport,
the
restoration of them,
is
all showing wonders which are upon this world and the ones in the heavens. Joel 2:30.
Omusayi n'omuliro n'empagi ez'omukka. Enjuba erifuuka ekizikiza.
Bino byonna byolekera
enkomerero y'ensi. Heading to the end of this world. Now, as he winds up his works, he promised us, according to what of Uganda,
it's not
us who have spoken of them.
We've
read
to
you in the newspapers, 1992, the men who came to say that God's last works is going to finish it right through Uganda.
In
the season I was 5 years,
yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Uganda.
Now, brethren,
you
see the spirit of transport. So even the trance.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Also
the trance.
Or
the transfiguration.
We
saw the way it happens.
You're
supposed to be having the body from heaven. So it transfigured. It can find you when you're on this world. It is to say that when you're transfigured, the inner man is the one who manifests outside. But when
he
manifests,
you
can see things in heaven when they are right here. They are brought on a screen and you can see them. When you're transfigured, you can get from here and go to another place. You are so light.
It means
you can even walk on the lake. Our Master Jesus,
to
see him walking on the water, there was a transfiguration happening, which happened.
He
never moved with flesh and blood on the water. Even Peter, when he tells him to raise his faith, he said that the Holy Spirit at the same time, he was able to bring out his inner man to come out.
He
could walk on water. But the problem, when the faith ceased to be,
and
they don't understand me
properly.
Now, the trance involves many things. As we saw in Acts 10, we saw Matthew 17.
We
saw how the transfiguration happens.
But
I've told you, the works of them were born again. And they have the other body from heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
it involves bringing the body from the inner man and it swallows the body of the flesh.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And
yet it means if you reach the transfer of the trance, it is easy to meet the transport called the Azotars. If you meet the transport called the Azotars, they can see you at 9 in the morning and you're preaching in Uganda.
At
9:15, they see you in America. That's why these transports, they follow each other. The trance, after I reach that level, the transport of the Azotars, you can use it. For the Azotus, doesn't work on someone who cannot make his outer body disappear. If they have no body from heaven, it can never work on them. You must have a body from heaven. You won't be seeing all this.
It's
a transport called the Azotus. For us, it's going to happen on you.
You are transfigured
in a twinkle of an eye.
And
they pick you up.
And
you reach into another city.
There
you can no more walk there. And you don't board anything to there. And the acts are so surprising of the apostles.
They
finished many
things.
But we expect to do revelation. We get back to first love. If
you
go to the first love back, we can awake all this to come back.
The
Holy Spirit is going to get back in us and work.
We're
going to show the ability
which
makes the Azotus be able to happen in the world.
When
the Holy Spirit does it, the first ability, there must be transfiguration.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Let's
read Azotus Acts. After we are going to read of the, its ability, where does it come from? The times coming ahead, let me tell you, they are not going to hinder us preach the gospel. For some places we are just disappear. In the world and the country, they don't accept the gospel. Remember, this is going to be done because
in
Matthew 24:14, God said that the gospel of the kingdom
has
to be preached to all nations, then the end will come. Now, when
they
refuse us to enter nations, just to disappear and eat up. When they come to haunt you with guns, you disappear. And you go to another city. God promised His glory is
not
going to give you another. Cannot destroy this world when
He does not
show His last authority, which is great. Let's see Acts. Acts chapter 8. Verse 26.
Ebikolwa y'abatume esule y'omunana olunyirwa birimu omukaaga.
Acts 8:26.
Naye malaika wa Mukama n'agamba Filipo ng'ayogera nti golokoka.
Before you reach that, you know very well the seven spirits of the Lord, the groups of the angels are seven. The Holy Spirit comes on us,
comes
back with the groups of angels. If it's like that, for we connect with heaven, we will serve on earth.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
And
when the gospel arises again, the one of the kingdom of God, these transports can come back.
Let's
first get back 25. Before an angel told him this,
even
to go into transports, they first were in the word. Acts 8:25.
Awo bwe baamala okutegeeza n'okubuulira ekigambo kya Mukama waffe. Ne baddayo e Yerusalemi ne bababuulira enjiri mu mbuga nnyingi ez'Abasamaliya. Naye malayika wa Mukama n'agamba Filipo ng'ayogera nti, "Golokoka, ogende obukiika obwa ddyo okutuuka mu kkubo eriserengeta okuva e Yerusalemi okutuuka e Gaza."
Listen very well. The ways are going to be very easy here. As you there, an angel tells you, you know we work us together with you.
Someone
we need to work on this time at 8. Remember very well. Revelation 22:6, verse 7 and 8:9. And your Gabriel says, we are workers together with him who obey the word of God and
all
the testimonies
book,
worship God.
But
now the gospel, we preach not alone. We have angels involved.
They
are holding God's people wherever they are. Now because the angels cannot all time appear to these people, they have to come and tell you, there is a ship of God in this place. Arise and go there right now. Go
meet
them right in this place.
This
shall not just fall on every village. The villages we shall be going to do have been prepared. Not reaching there. And we are fighting with demons that we preach the gospel. They would have beaten them away already. We have just come on a mission straight.
Tuli mbikola abatume essula y'omunaana olunyo lw'abirimu omukaaga.
Acts 8 verse 26.
Naye malayika wa Mukama n'agamba Filipo ng'ayogera nti, "Golokoka ogende obukiiko obwa ddyo okutuuka mu kkubo eriserengeta okuva mu Yerusaalemi okutuuka e Gaza. Ekkubo eryo lya ddungu." N'agolokoka n'agenda. Kale laba, omuntu omu Ethiopia, omulaawe omukugu wa Kabaka wa Kandake, Kabaka omukazi ow'e Ethiopia, eyali omuwanika w'ebintu ebintu bye byonna, yali azze e Yerusaalemi okusinza. Yali addayo n'atuula mu ggaali lye n'asoma nnabbi Isaaya.
Uliriza omuntu kuvu yali kaba.
The Holy Spirit was there.
Soma ku Isaaya.
Isaaya.
The
Spirit is preparing him now. He tells the angel,
"This one I'm preparing,
go call Philip to explain him. We cannot do it alone.
Bible
says, we are workers together with God.
As
he's working, preparing.
An angel
commanded, go get Philip to explain him.
He's
getting scripture by scripture, bring him.
He's
going to tell him. An angel gets this Philip. Awake Philip. This spirit is preparing someone. When he reaches there, he first pauses a little here.
He
tells him, get closer. The angel is not now telling him now
here.
The spirit tells him. The angel walking from where he was. Draw him here. For the spirit was there preparing this man. As he reaches the stood, and the spirit told him, get in to get closer. I began on this man. Listen to the next verse.
Acts 8:29. Omoyo n'agamba Filipo nti,
Sembera.
Get closer. I began on this thing. Get closer. But you go on someone, you preach to him alone and you urge you. Wait and put the spirit aside and the angels are put aside. And we begin to tell ourselves,
great
men of God who preach the gospel. And we
reach
villages and they refuse. And we
teach them,
but they don't get saved totally. For no one grows the world within them. For we, when we sow, God is the one who grows, remains with those people.
Acts 8:29. Omoyo n'agamba Filipo nti, sembera, wegatte n'eggaali lyo. N'eggaali eryo. N'adduka na Filipo n'amuwulira ng'asoma nnabbi Isaaya.
You hear what happened?
Namuwulira.
He hears him reading.
N'ayingirayo.
And he entered there.
Yagala mpulireje.
I want to hear what he is reading. Remember where he is reading. The Spirit had explained this once long time. That scripture by scripture they knew how to connect the things and meaning. That's why you may see yourself sitting here every day. You don't know what the Spirit is doing to you. He is preparing you every time he's going to send you in a place. And he says it's right there. Where he's reading, I have like 20, 50 scriptures to explain it. They tell you, enter. And they ask you, and you too say, maybe the Lord was meaning what? Maybe the Lord, perhaps it was Isaiah telling himself, you must not go there to speak and stammer like that. Praise Jesus. Don't see Spirit training you. He's writing his scriptures within you. The time he tells you go,
God
just takes from you, remembering you entered in there. Bring this one also. He tells him, what God I began on this man. Let's read that verse. Acts 8:30.
N'adduka na Filipo n'amuwulira ng'asoma nnabbi Isaaya. N'agamba nti obitegedde byosoma.
Bw'ayingirayo.
When he entered,
amugamba.
He told him.
Byosoma obitegedde.
Do you understand what you read?
Omanyika mbuulire.
Let me tell you.
Tolowooza buli asoma Bible agitegedde.
Don't think everyone who reads the Bible understands.
Mulimu agisoma kuva ku lubereberye.
Just read from Genesis.
N'abikula n'abikula.
Open,
n'agamba kwereka gwe twasoma Bible.
Then we read the Bible.
Then n'agisoma n'endye mara.
I read it and finished it.
I
even know the books within it. Can I read one by one? That is not understanding it. That is called getting the headlines of the ones who wrote the Bible. See how you go in a test. And they tell you read books. Yes. I read all the headings. All the topics
in science
have read the topics. All the headings have read them. They tell you the questions they're going to ask headings. One man went to Marara and he made a crusade.
Before
them, I know the Bible.
I'm going to read from the
first book. Genesis.
And
they shouted.
Okuva.
Shouted. He knows now the Bible. Unto Revelations.
And
told them so and tap the anointing of knowing the Bible. Instead of telling
them
to use the anointing of grabbing the Bible. And you have even crammed the writer.
Now
there's what we call understanding. And if you need to read that only verse, you can explain it. The level we're going to reach on, which takes us from the trance, in the trance by the trance, to enter Azotus, you are filled, let me tell you. And the Holy Spirit in you, the word, the bottle from heaven,
you will
that you fall within the space.
Tuli mu bikola batume sura ya 8 onyoro 3 mu
rooms 831
Nagamba nti nyinza ntya wabulanga wali wandagirira
nti wabwe ukarandagirira
someone to explain to me I can't understand
kusoma nsoma na
yes I'm reading
ate kankulira omulembe ko tuli mu kati
let me tell you the devil's
abantu betaga bagendo balagirira
people need people going to explain to them
alagirira yakola
who explains those words
yagamba gatta kone
kino tells you join on
yongera kone kino
ati even this one to understand that's the one who explains someone to understand
ebikula abatume sura yo 8 onyola 3 mu olumu
Acts 8:31
naye gaidira Philip alinyatule naye
zinyota yanumyerumye
pasti of the word
okuzikula okwagala okutegeera mu bantu
up to this man to wanting to know
abantu b'omulembe guno
people of this generation they are tired to be preached while they don't understand they are stolen from them and they are gotten tired you to read them the Bible to understand it these are the people the spirit has prepared. They are tired.
What
you are going to do, you have to first explain, they understand it. And they are so sick in hearts. When you handle them wrongly, you break them. You can explain the way they were stolen from within the same verse.
I don't know how you get the
spoken of
they
explain that they understand this time.
Bikolo abatume suleyo munana olunyolwa 32
Acts 8:32
Mukifo awandikibwa we yali asoma we wagamba nti yatwalibwa okuttibwa ng'endiga era ng'omwana gw'endiga mu maaso g'omusazi w'ebyoya bwe kusirika
ibaali basoma Isaiah
5
okuyingira mu 53
bwe kityo teyayasamya kamwa ke mu kwetowaza kwe omusango gwe gwaggibwawo ekika kye ani alikinnyonnyola kubanga obulamu bwe buggibwawo mu nsi omulawe n'addamu Filipo n'agamba nti nkwegayiridde nabbi
namwe kati oli nabbi simanyi oba oli nabbi
oba oli musomesa omanyi baali bamanyira Everyone who speaks the Bible, you have to be a prophet. Just as you have it today.
Prophet
and the pastor are the ones in the world now.
Now we never knew
whether he was an evangelist.
He
knew that he must be a prophet. How has he known that I'm here reading Isaiah? He's only explained whether he's a prophet or not. For he had known it and quoted it. Acts 8:34.
Omulawe n'addamu Filipo n'amugamba nti nkwegayiridde. Nabbi yayogera kwani ebigambo bino. Bibye yekka oba bya muntu mulala.
Nabbi yegamba.
The prophet tells himself. Who is speaking of someone?
Filipo n'asamya akamwa ke n'asokera ku kyawandiikibwa kino n'amubuulira Yesu.
He began the gospel right there. For he was preaching Christ. And they are speaking of him. But you, as you're still there,
and
you cannot hear Jesus speak of
Nagamba,
and he tells you,
David,
David aside,
you
put the servant David of today.
These
ones cannot move within his transports.
They
cannot even hear who they are speaking of.
He
sees you, the one existing right there.
He speaks
Jeremiah 51, the acts of the Lord.
He
says you are the acts of the Lord.
He
doesn't know who they are speaking of.
He says,
now put Jeremiah aside.
Today
you are the acts of the Lord, which cuts nations. Arise on your feet. We cut the nations. And you arise.
Now,
the Spirit cannot connect with us people, and they have something lacking their understanding. Not just abusing,
but
God works before he has given understanding.
And
if he teaches us foolish, he makes us wise.
Acts 8,
verse 36.
Awo bwe baali batambula mu kkubo ne batuuka awali amazzi. Omulawe n'agamba nti laba, amazzi kiki ekindobera okubatizibwa? Filipo n'agamba nti obanga okkiriza n'omutima gwo gwonna kirungi. N'addamu n'amugamba nti nzikiriza Yesu Kristo nga ye mwana wa Katonda.
Nakkiriza n'atula obulokozi.
Believe, confess salvation.
Obuli mbalumi eri.
Which is Romans 10.
Acts 8:38. N'alagira eggaali okuyimirira, ne bakka bombi mu mazzi, Filipo n'omulaawe n'amubatiza. Bwe baava mu mazzi, omwoyo gwa Mukama n'atwala Filipo, omulaawe n'atamulaba nate.
Omwoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord. The pastor was baptizing me, where has he gone? He was disappeared and took away. Who was baptizing me where he is?
I've been
having an angel.
Philip,
we knew him. Where has he gone? They say like this. The Spirit of the Lord works on his transport. Acts
8:39. Bwe bava mazzi, omwoyo gwa Mukama n'atwala Filipo, omulaawe n'atamulaba nate, kubanga yagenda ng'asanyuka. Naye Filipo n'alabikira mu Azota. Bwe yayita n'abuulira mu bibuga byonna okutuuka e Kayisaliya.
Okuva ku olwo yali abulanga gundi.
He was just disappearing.
Just
appears in Azotas.
Hallelujah! Yes,
hallelujah! Praise Jesus and disappears to another place. Every city just appeared like that suddenly. He was always moving like that. Let me tell you,
you
rush that God's people are getting destroyed, and you put a funding tape that you preach that you want to steal from people. There are people who rush that they begin a ministry. God's people are getting destroyed. We have to start. Yet they have delayed in poverty so much. They want to gather the people to have some money. When God loves the gospel to spread quick, I tell you. You preach it this time. And they see the cushion of America and you have appeared there. In just 2 seconds. God wants to do his work extremely. Don't rush on him like that. After that man left baptism, the Holy Spirit began to move him city by city. He preaches 1 hour.
Around 5 seconds
is in another city.
He
just left here 7.
And
around 7 past 3 seconds, he's in Busoga preaching.
Repeat
that verse, we understand it properly.
Acts 8:14.
He was appearing by Azota.
He appears
and he seems suddenly appearing. Where has he come from? For the Holy Spirit, because he's in every place,
and
all people can't see him, he can swallow you and you appear in another place. For it involves being transfigured. It changes you in a second, and you appear immediately elsewhere. He told me, let me tell you, what I'm going to do with my last works is amazing. I am going to be with you. And you train people.
They
understand the body from heaven. They understand everything.
Everything.
I'm going to surprise them.
But
they know of it. And it doesn't threaten them. For if they follow you and you disappear and you appear elsewhere, you can even faint when you have just come from other house. And you say, what is wrong with me?
You don't know
how it works. You yourself you have appeared, you can faint when you come out of it. And
it's
a man fainted from Central America.
As
they get the identity is a Ugandan.
Yeah, it's a border.
When he boarded, did he pass? Everything we got to do it with knowledge. The Bible says that the one who speaks knowledge is authority. Nothing is going to surprise you. Even if you have read it, you understand it properly. When you arise and appear in Israel, you remain moving no more, going to the mission. But if you have not used that knowledge, you may first faint after getting out of the Azotas. You can fast faint. This is what he's going to be doing. Some of the things making you able to do this. First Corinthians 15:50.
Ng'omubiri n'omusaayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Bwakabaka bwa Katonda mutegeera.
The kingdom of God you understand it properly.
Pressure
God cannot do and connect with him.
Matthew 12:28.
He says, if I cast demons
by
the Spirit of the Lord, the kingdom of God has already come. The kingdom itself is the Holy Spirit.
Now,
to be able to connect with him,
you
must have a body from heaven. All this will be possible.
First Corinthians 15:15.
It needs all the spiritual transports.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But this time they're going to see of people. People and they are not demons. People and they are not angels. But that is how they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
we all type the word of God,
what's going
to draw us walk within this transport to spread the gospel of the kingdom, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, moving at a very high speed. The Holy Spirit cannot move in this transport. You have words which are not understandable. You're going to speak such words. What important is to move in such a speed, and you're going to speak words ununderstandable.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we will see Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 15, verse
50.
First, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Matthew 12, verse 28, he told us, if you cast demons by the Spirit of the Lord, the kingdom has already come. That kingdom is the Holy Spirit.
And
the things of the flesh never works with him so much. And his body speaks of the body of the heavens.
2
Corinthians 5,
Unyorisoka,
verse 1,
on
to 5.
That
body is what he wants most in us when we are born again, which we are given.
And
it is the food which is the word, which is right and pure.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Singoba neguno.
If you have this, transfiguration is easy.
Mukutemia kwa
in the twinkle of an eye,
that's
the thing that you need to first stretch as you're going to be transformed. No. When you twinkle,
like
you've already moved.
Speed.
At a very high speed.
So
this is what is going to happen. When the day of the Lord is going to happen,
there
is going to be a change.
There
is going to be the exodus.
I will
be lifted to go into space. Let's read. 1 Corinthians
15:51. Amangu ago, ngakutemya kwa chikowe, akagombe akenkomero bekalivuga, kubanga kalivuga, na abafu balizukizibwa obutavunda.
Nafe tulifusibwa.
We too we shall be tulifusibwa. Changed. This power will be on the last day is of the Holy Spirit. Even now it is existing. It is the one which walked in this transport. The trans through the azotus. The azotus is possible by the Spirit. Not by power. Not by might. But by the Spirit of the Lord.
You read
Zechariah 4.
First
Corinthians 15:53.
Kubanga oguvunda guno chikugwanira okwambala obutavunda. N'ogufa guno okwambala obutafa.
Nti okwega kutemya kwaliso.
The imperishable is swallowed by the imperishable, which never rots. And now you disappear. That's why you see Luke 20:24. We see our Master Jesus.
In the room.
And he's entered the room. Let's go and see. We are explaining the transport.
So
our Master Jesus, this transport he used, entered the inner room. Enter where the apostles had gathered. There was a transfiguration. There was the azotus.
So azotus,
you can enter someone's house and they have not opened for you. For there you become like a spirit. The body can melt like still melting particles. Then you gather yourself again when you've entered.
Means
even in the land, in the ventilators you can pass there.
Then
you go preach to Museveni the gospel.
And you go
to Obama or to Trump. As is there you have reached. And you are in his house in. The security guards are useless now. This we speak of.
It is said
that an angel has come for Peter in the prison. All the guards passes them. And he enters the inner rooms and he sets Peter free. We've gone to Luke. Luke 24. Let's pass quickly as we begin on verse.
Luke 24.
Luke 24, verse 24. Luke 24, verse 24.
Tulimuluka esule ya biri mwenya olunyoro kuna.
Luke 24 from verse 4.
Awolwa tuka bwebali nga basamali lidorecho. Laba, abantu babiri ne bayimira webali. Nga bambadde engoye ezimasamasa. Awo webali batidde. Nga bakutamya amaaso gaabwe. Ne bagamba nti kiki ekibanoonyesa omulambu bafu.
Katugende ku nyoro 13 okuyita.
Let's go to verse 13.
Luke 24:13.
Awo
laba, ku lunaku olwo, babiri ku abo abaali bagenda mu mbuga erinnya lyayo Emmaawo, eyali ewalako ne Yerusaalemi, sitadiyo 6, ne banyumya bokka na bokka ebyo byonna ebibaddewo. Awo lwatuka baali nga banyumya nga beebuuzaganya, Yesu yennyini n'abasemberera. Ng'agenda wamu nabo.
Baalabira omusajja abeeyunzeeko.
Just saw a man joining on themselves. I don't know where he has come from, but they saw he has joined on them.
Luke 24,
verse
16. N'abagamba nti bigambo ki bye mubuuzaganya nga
mutambula.
Ye mwenyini n'alabikako. He himself appeared.
N'ababuuza mu
nyumba. He told them, what are you talking about?
Ne bayimirira nga bawootedde. Omu ku bo erinnya lye Kuliyopa n'addamu n'amugamba nti gwasula wekka mu Yerusaalemi atamanyi ebyabamu mu nnaku zino. N'abagamba nti bigambo ki? Ne bamugamba nti ebya Yesu Omunazaaleesi.
He was beaten so much.
Eyali nabbi ow'amaanyi mu bye yakoleranga ne bye yayogeranga mu maaso ga Katonda ne mugaabantu bonna.
Yayogera ebintu bingi ebikulu.
Yayogera
ebintu bingi ebikulu
mu maaso
ga Katonda ne
mugaabantu.
Bali nno kuyegwe boogera.
Yayogera
boobera mu kukyusi.
Obojjayo kuli omubiri. You've gotten up the other speech of body.
Yali tayerabika na kiwundu
ne. He was not appearing with any wound.
Tibanditegedde
nti oba akuli.
Luka esula ya 2 olunyolwa 2.
Luke 24 verse 20.
Ne bakabona abakulu n'abakungu baffe bwe baamuwaayo okumusalira omusango ogw'okumutta ne bamukomerera. Naye ffe twali tusuubira nti yalinunula Isirayiri. Ate ne ku bino byonna leero zino ennaku 3 ebigambo bino kasookedde bibaawo. Era n'abakazi abamu ab'ewaffe batuuniikirizza. Abaakedde okugenda ku ntaana bwe bataasanze mulambo gwe ne bajja ne bagamba nti balabye okwolesebwa kwa bamalayika abagambye nti mulamu. N'abamu ku bo ababadde naffe bagenze ku ntaana ne basanga bwe batyo ng'abakazi bwe baagambye naye ne batamulaba.
Banyumiza gwe byabaddeko gwe
bagamba. They are speaking and telling it to the one which happened on him.
Olwabiri mu etaano Luka
24:25.
Kale ye n'abagamba nti mwe abasirusiru.
Ekisooka muli basiru.
First of all, you're foolish.
Obusiru muki? Katulabe.
Abagayavu mu mutima.
Ekyokulala muli bagayavu nnyo mu mutima.
Slow at heart.
Okukkiriza byonna bannabbi bye baayogeranga.
Nti n'okukkiriza byonna bannabbi bye baayogera bibalemye.
The prophets they spoke you failed.
Nga tebamanyi nti alina okuzuukira.
And they never knew he was supposed to rise again.
Luka 2:26.
Luke 24:26.
Tekyabagwanira Kristo okubonyaabonyezebwa ebyo alyoke ayingire mu kitiibwa kye. N'asookera ku Musa ne ku bannabbi bonna n'abategeeza mu byawandiikibwa ebyo byonna ebyamuwandiikirwa ye.
Naye jjukira kati wantalina Bayibuli mu ngalo.
Remember now he has no Bible in the hands.
Naye abannyonnyola okuva ku Musa mu lubereberye.
He from Moses in the Genesis.
Ku bannabbi bonna.
All the prophets.
Ebyalina okuba ku ye
mwenyine. What was to be upon he himself.
Tulimuluka esula ya 2:24-28.
Luke 24:28.
Ne basembera okumpi n'embuga gye baali bagenda. Ye n'aba ng'abayisa okugenda mu maaso. Ne bamuwaliriza nga bagamba nti tuula naffe, kubanga obudde bugenda kuwungeera, n'enjuba egoloobye kaakano. N'ayingira okutuula nabo. Awo olwatuka yali atudde nabo ku mmere, n'atoola omugaati n'agwebaza, n'agumenyamu n'abawa. Amaaso gaabwe ne gazibuka, ne bamutegeera, n'abulirawo obutamulaba.
As long as open and they need this Jesus, the Azotas swallowed him away. They began to look around. Where has he gone? Now what happened in that city? That become a problem. The man disappeared from there.
The
English version says,
and he vanished away.
Era nabula wom bagirao.
Okuvanishinga.
He vanished.
The way you wither
and you finish.
And
you gather yourself from elsewhere you want. I want us to be accepted. God to prepare us very well. We understand what we have to do.
What
is happening in this world, which is wonderful. Let me tell you,
the
creation of God, maybe you have not known it. I'm not a person who rushes to explain
it.
For me, I was just taught them, and I lead them practically, and I
was
trained how you disappear. And I saw
them,
and a bit was taught to me. I cannot come to raise myself, it's impossible. It's not of me. It never happened by me, but by the Holy Spirit. From Genesis, the beginning, I told you, the Spirit led this journey. It's impossible without him.
It's
impossible if we understand
it properly,
if we share God's song in the word.
I
cannot tell you stories. For 7 years we are
made,
and the things we are told and shown, what we used to do,
cannot
come speaking to people like a story.
You can't say,
this one is speaking what? For when I
told
and reached there, and we disappeared. Look at this man.
In
the Bible, you have not read, you don't know of the things. That's why the path of the journey of the Bible,
you
have to study them.
You
understand they have ever existed, they are possible to happen. People came and told you, and now it was a Saturday, and I was home, and we disappeared. And we ended up in America. And you say, now, apostle, we don't know what you are telling us. Perhaps you began the things of conning people. I couldn't tell them to use good stories. You have to read them and understand them. I thank God because he taught me to be patient.
Luke 24:32. Ne beebuuzaganya nti emitima gyaffe tegyabadde nga gitutyemuka munda yaffe bwe yabadde ayogera naffe mu kkubo ng'atubikkulira ebyawandiikibwa. Ne bayimuka mu kiseera ekyo ne bakomawo e Yerusaalemi.
Nti bwe baali ebyandikwa biba
bibikkulwaoba
owulira nga biringa ebityemuka mu
mutimaflashing within the heart.
N'ekyo gyekiri. Even that works.
And the scripture when you see the devil, and you have the devil in the head, the first man that Satan to finish within you. And you are on very serious
alert
when you see. If you are a false prophet, you cannot sit there for 30 minutes. For as you sit there, as if you are on a fire, you're not stable.
For
the scripture are fire, consuming fire. People can't be even touch
it.
But just reading scriptures with a consuming fire. And burning all sicknesses. You can be taken off demons when you're not falling down by just speaking scriptures.
Luke 24:33. Ne bayimuka mu kiseera ekyo ne bakomawo Yerusaalemi. Ne basanga bali 11 n'abo be baali nabo nga bakuŋŋaanye. Nga bagamba nti mazima Mukama waffe azuukidde era alabikidde Simooni. Nabo ne babannyonnyola biri eby'omukubo. Ne bwe beetegerekese gye baali olw'okumenya omugaati. Abo baali nga bakyayogera ebyo. Ye yennyini n'ayimirira wakati waabwe.
Kakati oba afudde wa?
I don't know where he has come from.
Andi kakati laba atonyawo wakati.
You see, he has knocked down.
Hello.
He has disappeared.
Muzimu?
Is it a demon?
Kubanga tubimanyi mu mizimu.
For we have known these things in the demons.
Abantu babimanyi mu kanisa.
People don't know these things in the church. They know these demons.
They
know the power of the Holy Spirit. But the anointing was cast. Even the fallen angels. Even though they work these things, they come to manifest them in the people.
Tuli mu Luka esula ya 2 mu nnyonnyolwa 3 mu 6. Abo baali nga bakyayogera ebyo. Ye yennyini n'ayimirira wakati waabwe. N'abagamba nti emirembe gibe mu mmwe. Naye ne beekanga ne batya. Ne balowooza nti balaba muzimu.
Now
that's what we
told you. When these
transports follow you and don't know them,
you yourself
you may think you become something else. If it died, disappears, as it has taken you somewhere,
somewhere,
you get out when you're shouting and making noise. You are shouting, making an alarm. I have gotten lost. I don't know where I've come from to here. Now, when they give it to you, when you're ready to come,
you may
pay the bank to use it wrongly now.
That's
why you cannot deal
with it. It's
faster than they just work in the people. You must be fulfilling the Lord. For money, you fail to have money little, you end up in someone's bank corrupt, and you got the bags and you get out with them. Not on the greed of money within the church. If you gather all the baskets here, this one of the pork, of the transport, of the offering, of the tithe, of the seed, of the baskets are numerous, then you gather them, take all back home. If they give you this transport, gather, you abandon it. And you begin, the Holy Spirit,
Azota,
take me in the bank.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Luka esura ya 2 mu 4 olunyolwa 3 mu 8. Nabagamba nti ekibeera likiriza ki n'okubuusabuusa kujjira ki mu mitima gyammwe. Mulabe engalo zange n'ebigere byange.
After I told them, let me bring up the other body. You know he is two in one now. Yet the other was crucified with, even the new one raised free. And he brought out the other old body. See of the holes and the wounds. He has two bodies. That's what I've told you.
That
there must be a trance to enter the Azotus. for the trust makes this physical body disappear, the spiritual one from heaven to appear. It's just like we are here, but it has much power, and it's full of much life to be able to work out that, to be able to melt and melt away and to end up elsewhere. You gather yourself again. Much authority of God, which has ceased to be in the church, for getting off the word of God.
Luke 24:39. Mukwate ko mulabe, kubanga omuzimu tegulina nyama na magumba.
And when you appear there, you can be touched, you can eat with people, and you are a noble person. You have nothing missing on you. They make food prepared by, and you eat when you move by Azotus to there. You must be very humble now, and you are a very humble person before God. You must have cleansed yourself,
purified yourself.
It's much Christ to be a steward of the word of God, and you're faithful to give in the right time. It takes you that you don't sell the gospel.
It
doesn't make you ask people for transport to go where you're going to minister. By that situation, all the things God joined them to you.
And
if you are the person you are called, come and minister here. And you tell them, first put transport on my account. You cannot share of this portion.
Luke 24:40.
Let me eat to prove that I'm not a ghost. I am just as you are. The difference is the body from heaven, which makes me able to move wherever I want. Bring eatings that we eat. You see, it's like usual people. It doesn't say great in eatings, like a ghost. You know, ghosts segregate in eatings. You may bring pork and it runs away.
And
when you think things visit you like that, you say, let me come. And you go on a butcher of pork and you get some pork. If it's a demon, it runs away. You go there and you get pork. And you even fly fish. Let me tell you, demons and fish. You know that's where they reside. They feel bad when you brought them. Most of the wizards don't eat fish. You bring pork and you bring fish. It's an angel who remains. It's a master who remains. It's a fallen angel. They run away. Those are demons.
You
just branch off and you get pork and you even bring fish.
Our
master make a difference, even eat fish.
Luke 24:42.
He began from fish. He showed them that I'm not from Bermuda Triangle. And the other was given what?
Luke 24:43. Nabagamba nti bino bye bigambo byange bye nababuulira nga nkyali nammwe. Bwe kigwanira byonna okutuukirizibwa ebyawandiikirwa nze mu mateeka ga Musa ne mu bannabbi ne mu Zabbuli
byonna mu Zabbuli yonna mateeka ga Musa byawandiikibwa ebyogera ku
Yesu
yebazibwa entambula eno tugenda kulaba olunaku olunaddako omwoyo okuba nti ajudde wonna era nga teri waatayinza kutuusa ngaayita mu
kutambula
ayinza n'okubuuza n'osibira wali emagombe n'olaba
ebiribyo
bwe twagendanga bamudatula yange okulaba abali mu nnyanja nambeerayo nga mbuze
And I'm looking, yet they couldn't see me.
There is an umbrella
and the company have, when they take it off you, there's fallen angels which chase you from that sea.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So, now
we shall be seeing the Holy Spirit in every place to be able to do this transport in heaven and earth. God bless.
Unless
you have a question. Four people with questions. And you ask on the issue we are on. If you have a dream you have to be explained, you will come and meet me.
Yes, you as well, Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
And the chibuza changa chiriwechi.
My question is like this.
Why do
these men fear so much the pope, those demons?
And
the fish, we've known that they come from the sea, they hate them. God bless.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus. This animal, it was made that it has much fat. It has a much anointing. Hey.
Anointed by God.
It is anointed by God.
Amafuta.
The anointing.
You
go and put it on a mosque or in a shrine. They can beat you for putting just the fat of the pork.
The soul of
the animals with much anointing, which you call oil. That's the only reason on it. There's no problem else it has. Even though you put it in the sun, you can find it melting. That pork, when a demon has come on a person, and a pig crosses their front, this one who is telling us was in a shrine. The head can pain you and you cease to have peace. If you eat from a plate where another ate pork from, you can get very serious problems.
Except
when they have washed that plate very well and dried it. Now that, brethren, is not easy.
You
can get many scriptures speaking of pork. And sometimes they try to enter the
pigs.
The demons ask the
master,
let's enter the pig, but they failed. They ended up casting them, falling in the waters. They have never connected. Praise Jesus. We've been learning on the Azotas. My question why it is,
think
of the Azotas, we've seen the Holy Spirit spearheading everything. Now, my spirit, how can I decide in the place I want to go and controlling what is there? For example, maybe the Holy Spirit is bringing from Abuja to Zana.
Can you throw me in a place
where people will
said, this man Melty may be a demon.
Nkibeerako ne control n'okumanyanga bwe tulabye nti mukolesebwa omuntu atambula amanyina ng'emba manya nti kati wano tuyita waneeno bwe wati na kiro kye kigenda okuddawo oba mbulawo obuwuzi.
Do I have a control over the process or yes? Olaba,
osigala olaba.
You remain seeing.
Wadobera vanishing, osigala olaba gy'olaga ne
wosa. You remain seeing where you're going.
Eranga kino.
And this one, you have become you and the Holy Spirit one person. Romans 8:26, let's read it.
Romans 8:26. Naye akebera emitima amanyi okulowooza okw'omwoyo bwe kuli, kubanga awolereza abatukuvu nga Katonda bw'ayagala. Era tumanyi nti eri abo abaagala Katonda, era bayitibwa ng'okuteesa kwe bwe kuli, ebintu byonna bikolerwa wamu olw'obulungi. Kubanga be yamanya edda era be yabaawula dda.
Omwoyo mwennyini
yeegatta
n'omwoyo
gwaffe.
Nabanga akola ekintu nga Katonda
bw'akyagala.
Era bw'oyingira mu Bakolinso
esooka
15:32 bakugamba kino kye kiba
kikutuukako mu
kiseera ekyo.
Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya 15:32. Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya 14 olunyiriri lwa 32. N'omwoyo n'emyoyo gya bannabbi gifugibwa bannabbi kubanga Katonda si wa kuyogaana naye wa mirembe.
Katonda wa order.
He is a God of order.
Omwoyo oli mba mutuuse
kiseera
nga mutegeeragana mukwatagana bulungi era ng'osobola
okwekontrola
nti njagala tulabikire
wano
kubanga abeera ajjudde nga bwali mu bujjuvu
abeera
mu spirit of counsel okumanya ebiro n'ebiseera bwe buli bwe tugenda okulaba obujjuvu bwe omusobozesa okukola entambula eno ng'etuukiridde
bulungi and perfect.
Bakolinso ekisooka sura ya 14 onyolwa 3:3.
1 Corinthians 14:33.
Kubanga Katonda si wa kuyogaana naye wa mirembe nga mu kanisa zonna ez'abatukuvu.
Nga mu kanisa zonna ez'abatukuvu.
In all the congregation of the saints.
Ekyo bwe kitubu kiri
oluganda. That is how it is, brethren.
Wali omulala?
Anyone with any question?
Me
too, I'm asking. You said to move in the transport of the Azotas. You must have a body from heaven.
It
has much power
and
much life. And all I know, they based on the Holy Spirit. Now, these demons. To appear to people. They use what life and what power. What we call the demons, they are the fallen angels. But in their falling,
he
shows us what they were doing before they fell. Hebrews
1.
Hebrews 1:7.
Era ayogera ku bamalayika nti afuula bamalayika be empewo n'abaweereza be ennimi ez'omuliro.
Abafuula empewo
makes them winds.
Ate abafuula empagi ez'omuliro
and makes them pillars of fire.
Kati bamalayika bano abaagwa.
Now these fallen angels.
Si kyangu kati okufuuka
ekyo. It is not easy to become that.
N'abulawo
n'alabisibwa. And they disappear and they appear.
Kimutwalira okufuna omusaayi.
It takes them to get much blood.
Kubanga obulamu bw'omubiri
gwabwe. But the life of their body was reduced.
Wabula kati baba balina okunoonya obulamu
obutono. Now they have to look for now life. Omusaayi
gw'ebisolo.
Which is in the blood of the animals.
Ogw'abantu.
Or of human beings.
Katugendeko mu lubereberye.
Let's go to Genesis.
Esula y'omwenda n'olwokuna.
Genesis 9.
Waliyo obulamu obutono ennyo.
There is a little life.
Bagenda bakunganya
musaddaka. Which they gather within the sacrifices.
Okwekolerayo omubiri
omwo. To make that body for themselves. Which they can make them appear. disappear. That's why demons, they appear in seasons. And they disappear, they come off, look for sacrifices. But if it remains in the people, and the other life is finishing, for the curse upon them, it can appear in its bad appearance. You have to run, fast from the people to go and look for blood. There is little blood, life in the blood. They gather. This blood, in it there is life. And you can see, and they make sacrifices. And you find the blood there. They don't drink blood. There is something they look for within the blood. There is that life to gather it. Very, very small. And it dies quick. You have to pick it early. If you leave it there and it's not home, the other life dies. Quickly the sacrifice is broken and the life swallow it quick from the blood. There are bottles they made. When you go to Bermuda Triangle, now they got them in America, they're there. They go gathering life.
America,
China, England, China, they have those things.
Also, Yokuta Wanyam. Nayova do Yokida. What do you film with Nalabanga?
Feel my son, they have something like that.
Bajita Jupiter ascending.
It's called Jupiter ascending.
Ngavakunganyo Bulamu Kupamuban,
and they gather life from people and store it in the bottles.
It have a Salova, and you have
the one who decide who to give it to.
Gavaina plan, Yoko Kungulin, Singapako,
they have a plan of visiting the world, making their own king.
So, Binji Vinji, you get the Kucho, which you pangavakunganya,
the bottles gathering life. They made them from about the triangle.
And
given the same work here, it's on this world. They may say, what are you speaking about?
But when you say
that, everything you will know it.
What's
on this world and in the heaven, you know it. For he promised, nothing was hidden, will not reveal. Everything has to reveal in latter days.
Now, if you are not known,
why they make sacrifices? There is a life within the blood. They search for it so much. And when you go there,
you know
life is precious.
Given
life, but their wealth, but they are counting one thing. As long as you give them life,
at least
give them all the pregnancies you will get, that blood that they can get life. Them to give you a flat house, a plane, you've given your mother, your children,
it's nothing.
It's priceless. Life is what is precious.
Now you have not valued
the life you have.
Even what Jesus have.
But the others search for them as if they are searching for something very precious.
And when you find them,
admire where they sacrifice.
And
they are struggling for that life. They even make wars. Who is going to be greater to suck that life? Life seems to be within them. For you are cut from the own of life. Our Master Jesus, the life-giving spirit. Now we know the blood of people, they remain little life. For in Genesis, life was much.
For
969 years. Genesis chapter 6,
the
life God reduced it.
And remain small.
That's why you cannot live long.
For
life is very small within that blood. That's
what,
even your skin begins to age fast because of the life season to be within it. And they say, I've gotten old. Yet life is reducing. But we thank God who gives us life. God bless you. Other questions we ask the next day. Thank you for coming.